Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Rick Pinion is our guest and our good friend. Rick's an original member of our Brain Trust, an old friend of ours, and the president of Pinion Financial Services and the financial planning expert in our Brain Trust, no less than that. And as I said, he's our good friend. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
And folks, as you know, Rick has to give us his disclaimer. As you know, that Rick is a registered financial advisor, has four or five different designations. That means that he doesn't work in the world of caveat emptor or let the buyer beware. He works in the area of full disclosure, and that means he has to tell us this. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, in the spirit of that, the disclaimer says that discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendation or investment advice. The listener should always consult with their investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through SunAmerica Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and as with any investment vehicle, past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Listeners should be aware that there are risks inherent in all investments, such as fluctuations in investment principal. Thanks so much.
Now you know why Rick gets invited to lots of parties, right, Rick? I mean, they ask you to come and do that little recitation, and it really gets the party going, doesn't it?
And I find myself standing in the corner.
Rick, let's talk about something is it new? Something that's new about something that's really old? You know, the IRA is a pretty old device, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
over 30 years old, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been around quite a while.
But you got some new stuff to tell us about it.
Yeah, I want to talk about a concept this morning, Jim, called an inherited IRA. Some people call it an eternal IRA or a multi-generational IRA or a stretch IRA. But the concept is basically the same generically. It's how do we pass on our retirement account, our individual retirement account, down to future generations without those future generations having to pay tax immediately on the amount of money that they receive. So that's what the concept we'll be discussing this morning.
So we're talking about, I thought the object was for me to spend my IRA on me before I die.
Well, you can go ahead and spend your children's inheritance, but just don't spend it too quickly.
Well, I'm working for my retirement. I'm not working for their inheritance.
Well, hopefully, we're going to live a long time. But when we do leave this great earth, we want to leave something behind, maybe as a legacy.
You know, there was a time when people said, I hope I live long enough to enjoy my money. Now more and more people are saying, I hope I may wind up outliving my money.
Well, the biggest fear that seniors have is outliving their income.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it, you know, a lot of people get nervous when they start looking at an investment that may last, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. And yet when it comes to retirement, they may spend more years in retirement than they are working. So it's a long, long time. And they've got to make sure that they have enough money through these vehicles like IRAs and pension plans to propel them through maybe their 80s or 90s or even past 100.
Right.
It's an awesome thought.
But in the event that there is something left over, we can give it to our children, can't we? Tell us how we do that.
Well, what we want to do is we want to make sure that the beneficiary on our IRA is set up properly. And so whoever that money goes to, we want to name someone that will be able to take that money. And rather than taking it as a lump sum and paying a huge amount of taxes on it, we want that person to take out a little bit each month as long as they live. We want to stretch it over their lifetime. So if we've got, a person that gets, a $500,000 retirement account, and let's say that person's in their 30s, and they've got a life expectancy of, say, another 50 or 60 years, then that money, that $500,000, could go up to maybe $4 million, depending on what interest or what, you know, what rate of return that they get.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge decision. It's a multiplier effect.
Right. So, all right, tell it now. This $500,000 came from an inheritance, right?
Yeah, it came from someone who passed away.
Yeah.
Say a family member left it to a non-spouse beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes they list the spouse first, and the spouse
right.
doesn't need it. So the spouse, what we call, disclaims it, which means it ricochets over to the
right.
to the next beneficiary.
So you recommend that they take that money and make it part of their retirement. Is that right?
Yeah. In other words,
as opposed to spending it and having a good time. We're going to talk to Rick about this right after these messages. He's got more information for us on this, on the IRA, the inherited IRA, and other financial planning issues right after these messages. It's 20 till. Here's Fleetwood Mac to take us out. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out the archives and the articles, thousands of articles and archives that you can listen to on every topic on small business under the sun. You can look at it by topic. You can look at it by the person that I interviewed, my Brain Trust member. It's also available by date. All the things that are available by topic and by the individual, either the author or the person I'm interviewing. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and be sure to check out the blog. Jim's blog's right there on the homepage, or you can go directly to the blog at jimsblog.biz. Rick Pinion is our guest, and is an original member of our Brain Trust, and he is the chief financial planning officer at Pinion Financial Services in the Washington D.C. area. Rick, you got a big workshop coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, sure do, Jim.
Two of them, actually.
Yeah, might want to tell the listeners a little bit about that. They're coming.
If you're
up
in the D.C. area or can get there. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to have one on Wednesday evening, September 21st, from 7 to 9 p.m., and then we're going to repeat the seminar on Saturday, September 24th, this coming Saturday,
mm-hmm.
9 to 11 a.m. It's going to be at the Pook's Hill Marriott, which is better known as the Bethesda Marriott, just down the street from my office.
Right.
So we're looking for a pretty good turnout.
What are you going to be talking to them about?
Well, let's see. The headline for the seminar is Don't Let the IRS Take Up to 71% of Your Retirement Distributions and Tax Up to 85% of Your Social Security.
All right.
So a lot of people are coming to hear about the techniques to get the government off your back.
Well, we're going to talk about a couple of those things in just a minute. But before we do get to there, I want to get back to this young person who inherited a fair amount of money from someone that came to them. It came to them in the form of a retirement program, right? Like an IRA.
Yeah, in other words, think of a beneficiary, just like a life insurance policy.
Like if your grandmother died and left you some money in an account.
Yeah. In other words, that person had been building up that money for years, and now they passed away.
As opposed to, say, a piece of real estate.
Exactly. And there's a huge difference, because with real estate, you get what in the law we call the stepped-up basis,
mm-hmm.
which means that at the time of death there's no taxes on the growth of that particular property, but with an
IRA,
you
pass it on at their basis.
Yeah,
at their original basis.
Well, it's the value at the date of death.
Okay.
So all that appreciation is forgiven in the tax law.
Oh.
Whereas with an IRA, it's the cost basis is like zero. So
mm-hmm.
any growth on that IRA now has to be paid for, because that money's been growing tax deferred over that person's lifetime.
Okay. So what you're saying is if somebody handed me a $500,000 IRA, if I didn't handle it properly, I'd have to pay a bunch of taxes on that money?
You better believe it. And, Jim, I see so many mistakes come across my desk where people are not familiar with these type of concepts. It's not that people make mistakes on purpose. They just don't understand the best way to do it.
Well, I mean, if somebody gives me a chunk of change, I'm 30 years old and I need I want to buy another house or I want to take a trip around the world or whatever. You know, I mean, it'd be pretty seductive to take that. You'd want to take that money and maybe have some fun with it.
Yeah, think about it. Do you know of anyone that has financially irresponsible children?
No, we don't know anybody like that.
and they come into my office, and I explain all these techniques about how to stretch it over their lifetime.
Right.
And they say, oh, Mr. Pinion, that's very, very interesting. But I want the money now.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they want to take a lump sum.
So how much is the government going to take out of that?
Well, if they take a lump sum or if they take a stretch.
Either one?
Well, if they take a lump sum, of course, it's going to be thrown into their tax bracket, which is
right. Whatever the bracket is, but there's no penalties or anything, just a straight tax.
Well, as a matter of fact, if they take a lump sum and they're, let's say, under 59 and a half, but they start, pulling that money out, there's going to be a penalty as well.
Even though it's not their IRA, it was their grandmother's IRA?
That's correct.
Wow. The penalty never goes away, does it?
Unless they take out a systematic distribution. Which is what we're talking about with a stretch IRA.
Right.
Then that 10% penalty is forgiven.
So, but they still have to pay the taxes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, they always have to pay the taxes. Somebody's going to pay the taxes, either the person when they're living or their beneficiary is going to pay the taxes.
Right, but it's paid out incrementally as the money goes out.
Yeah, and let's think about it. These young people that inherit these IRAs, they take out a small amount each year, maybe 2 or 3% of the total account, which is a very small amount of money on a long-term basis.
Mm-hmm.
And what they don't take out, this is the exciting part. What they don't take out continues to grow inside the IRA.
Mm-hmm. So folks, if this happens to you, or if you're planning for it for yourself, for your children, there's some pitfalls that you need to avoid, and you need to find a financial planning expert who can help you with those. Anything else on the IRAs before we move over to the other topic, Rick?
I would just say that next to a person's home, their retirement account is a huge amount of money. And if they're not careful, a good part of it's going to go to taxes. So I would encourage people, if you're in this situation, to seek professional advice.
Right.
And look at all your options. The most important thing is to know what options or alternatives that are available to you.
All right. Now, you're going to talk about some how to get the IRS out of your pocket upon retirement in your seminars this week. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get you to give us a little bit of a run through about what you're going to be talking about in your conference. And folks, there'll be some takeaways for you, even if you don't get to go to the seminars. We're going to do that right after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate, Rick Pinion, is our guest. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Rick Pinion is our guest. Rick, give us your website, please.
Yeah, I actually have two websites that may be of interest to small business owners. The first one is www.pinionfinancial. Pinion Financial is one word. Pinion is like opinion without the O, and it's .com. And then the second website, especially may be of interest to those particular small business owners that are looking at these new health savings accounts, is our health insurance website, which is no relation to securities at all, but just on the individual basis. It's www.e, like the letter E, health, and life.com.
eHealth and life.com. So check that out when you get a chance, folks, and see what Rick... You got a bunch of calculators on your Pinion Financial .com website, don't you?
Yeah, retirement calculators, educational calculators. You can look at the latest stock market events.
Right.
It's chock full of information.
So check that out when you get a chance. All right, talk to us. Give us a little thumbnail about what you're going to... Some things that we can take away today, but that you're going to talk about this week in your seminars.
Well, one of the things I'm going to be talking about is not letting the IRS take up to 70% or more of your retirement plans. And I see this happen all the time because people wind up paying both income tax, they wind up paying estate, that's estate tax, state tax where they live, plus any penalties. So if the IRA is not handled a lot, the government can take up to 100% of the retirement. The good news is they can't take more than 100%. The bad news is...
Although, as try as they might, they still can't get more than 100%, right?
Yeah. So it's to be handled very, very carefully to make sure that the beneficiaries are filled out correctly, that you take it out in the right way, and that you avoid any excise taxes or penalties.
Right.
Because whenever you see the word penalty, you know that a mistake has been made.
Do you see people making a lot of mistakes with their retirement plans?
Yeah, because when I always ask people, when was the last time that you retired? And for most people, they see these forms maybe once or maybe twice in their lifetime.
Right.
Fortunately, we deal with these forms every day, so we can help you fill out the forms. Even if, for example, you don't do business with us, we'll still help you fill out the forms to make sure you don't make a mistake.
Good for you. All right, what are some other things we need to know about keeping the IRS out of our pocket?
Well, Social Security, and this, us baby boomers are starting to get close to Social Security nowadays. And so
I don't want to think about it.
I know, and there was a big rate increase. The government used to tax 50% of your Social Security benefits. They had a 70% increase in taxes, so now they can tax up to 85% of Social Security earnings.
Wow!
So we're gonna go through some techniques, and one of the things we do at the seminar is we always ask for people to bring in a copy of their tax return.
Wait a minute! I thought Social Security was tax free.
No, the benefits are taxable.
Yeah.
Up to 85%.
They can. So you pay taxes. So if I draw Social Security benefits from when I retire, I've got to pay taxes on that, on those Social Security?
Yeah, just like income. Just like if you'd earn extra income.
Mm-hmm. I bet that surprises a lot of people.
Yeah. So we help people try to.
How many people are surprised or shocked when you tell them that?
Well, the funny thing about it is, Jim, unless sometimes we've pointed out in their tax return, many people don't really look at their tax return like they should, line by line. But we show them the column there where it shows Social Security being taxed and then how to deal with that.
Right, right.
So we analyze their tax return to see if they're eligible for any tax credits or tax-deferred instruments or tax-free vehicles.
Now, the good news is they've lifted... They've lifted the maximum that you can earn on top of Social Security, isn't it? That's kind of if you want to keep working, right?
That's a normal retirement age. That's correct.
Right. You could only earn so much before you would be taxed a little bit heavier, but now they've lifted that, haven't they?
As long as it's past your normal retirement age.
Right.
But if a person retires early at 62, then they can still take some of that money back.
What's the earliest you can start drawing Social Security?
62. And then you get 80% of what you would have gotten if you'd waited till normal retirement age.
Right, right.
Which for many people these days is 65 and a half or 66.
Right. Rick, I got 30 seconds. What else would you like to tell us before you go?
Well, I just want to let people know that if they'd like some more information regarding anything that we talked about today, feel free to email me. My email is pinion@pinionfinancial.com, and I'll be happy to send you any brochures or information that you may need to help you better understand these concepts. In the meantime, if you're outside the Washington area and you need professional help, be sure and look for a certified financial planner to assist you with some of these needs.
And if they wanted you to help them find somebody like that, you'd do that, wouldn't you, Rick?
Yeah, I sure would.
Because he's just that kind of guy, folks. Rick, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you next time. Rick Pinion, ladies and gentlemen, with Pinion Financial Services. That's pinionfinancial.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.